explained to her that there were different treatment options, so they're different standard of care treatments in this kind of scenario. They're more aggressive combination treatments for patients who are younger and fitter, and then there's more gentle combinations for patients who maybe are more elderly or have additional comorbidities, or their physical status is not maybe, you know, the fittest either. And we discussed the different treatment options, and in the end I actually offered her to receive gemcitabine with capecitabine. I thought that, you know, we could try this treatment option and see if she could manage it.
And how did she do?
It wasn't easy. I actually had to stop the capecitabine after about 2 to 3 cycles, and we could only carry on the gemcitabine. She was suffering anyway from a bit of bowel problems post-surgery, and the capecitabine added to the diarrhea, and she had about grade 2 diarrhea, and she was starting to lose more weight, and I was worried that it would be not a very safe scenario to carry on the combination. So about 2 months in the adjuvant treatment, we just stopped the capecitabine, and then she managed to continue the gemcitabine until the end for a total of 6 months.
And what's her current situation?
Well, we're about 1 year and 2 months since the end of the adjuvant treatment. And I think the last scan was about 2 months ago, and everything was normal, and her tumor marker was also in the normal range. And she's doing fine. One of her granddaughters is getting married, so that was very nice. And just hope that disease doesn't recur.
Can you comment on how you approach dosing outside a trial setting, particularly in a patient like this?
I usually start with a patient, especially in a scenario like this with an elderly patient whose performance status is a little bit shaky. I always start with a lower dose, and her BSA was about 1.7. And I had to dose reduce her already in the first cycle. And then during the second cycle, I had to stop treatment. So I think the fact that it's also 21 days is quite difficult for the patients as well, because they don't have, you know, like a really long delay or time off treatment to recuperate.
There's always been the issue of dosing of capecitabine in Europe versus North America. It seems like Europeans, I think it's mainly Europeans, tolerate higher doses. Is that the fact?
No, it's the Asians that have a different metabolism, we think, of the oral 5-FU compounds.
Right.
And then they seem to have been able to have receive higher doses. And when one looks across trials, I mean, even if one looks at gastric cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, they definitely have a much higher benefit. And the toxicity ratio is also more favorable for the Asian population than the Western population.